听了很多哲学家和思想家都在问上帝到底是谁。Is there a God? 有上帝吗？ That's why a lot of people have many hands. 所以你觉得这个神呢可以有很多手，所以他们这个有图像有很多手的神。Some people think that God has only one eye. 有些人想到上帝只有眼睛，可以看这个眼睛。But who is God? 到底上帝是谁呢？ The first thing we learn about God is that God is transcendent. 其实我们要学习上帝说，第一种学习就是说上帝是有超越性的。That no one has ever seen God. 没有人看见过上帝。Why? 为什么呢？ Because God is spirit. 上帝是灵。上帝是灵。So we learn from this scripture. It says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts,Neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Next slide. Victor. I saw him. Yeah. 我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路，这是耶和华说的。天怎么样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路。我的意念高过你们的意念。Here we learn about something about God, the transcendency of our God. 这里我们学到上帝的一个超越性是什么呢？ Is that His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. 他意念比我们意念超过了意念。Not only in thoughts, but in being. 不单是他的意念。他的意象也是超越我们的意象。When we celebrate Christmas, 当我们庆祝圣诞的时候，We start thinking about who God is to truly appreciate the true meaning of Christmas. 当我们认识上帝到底是谁的时候呢，我们就开始理解圣诞真正的意义。Now, not only God is transcendent, 上帝不但只是超越的， God is also immanent. God is also immanent. So, the clicker doesn't work.When I look at you, yeah, you look good. Well done, Victor. Everyone give a clap to Victor. No pressure. So God is transcendent yet immanent. 上帝不但是超越性的，他也是内在的，也是同在的，也是靠近的。And that is something that is very, very unique about this God that we serve. 这是非常有特殊性。我们敬拜一个主，不但是一个超越性的主，而且是与我们同在的主。That's why we say God is Emmanuel. 所以我们说上帝是以马内利。Everyone say Emmanuel. Emmanuel. And we see in the book of Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.But the book of Isaiah is actually written 700 years before Christ was born. It is actually a prophecy. 在以赛亚书第七章第十四节，我们念：因此 ，Victor, you can understand Mandarin. Well done. 因此，主自己要给你一个预兆，什么预兆？他呢，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。那这以赛亚书呢，是在700年前。主耶稣诞生之前写 700 years ago it was prophesied. And then we find in the book of Matthew, where we shall read, in the book of Matthew chapter 1 verse 23, 700 years later, the prophecy came into being. 700年过后，这个预兆，这个预言，在马太福音实验实行了。In Matthew chapter 1 verse 23, it says, Behold, the virgin shall conceive,And bear a son, almost word for word. And they shall call his name? One more time. And they shall call his name?
Emmanuel.
Which means God with us. 我们在马太福音第一章第二十三节看到，必有童女怀孕生子，我们要称他的名为以马内利。这以马内利翻出来一句就是，上帝与我们同在一起。God is a transcendent God. 上帝是超越性的。God is also immanent. Emmanuel. 同在，和我们靠近。And such is the God that we serve and worship. 这个就是我们侍奉和敬拜的主。哈利路亚。那你们可能在心想，以马内利，以我同在。Perhaps you are thinking, what does Emmanuel has to do with me? What is Emmanuel? And today, in this message, as I pray, as I sought the Lord, there are five things, five presents God wants to bless you in this Christmas. 在我准备这个章节的时候，我祷告，我寻求上帝，上帝就给我这个信心，他说要赐给你们五个礼物。And I'll say five presents. 五个礼物。So God, our God is a God of abundance. 我们的主是供给我们的主，是超越的主。他今天不单只要给你一个礼物。God only gives you one present today, but you have five presents today. 他给我五个礼物。What is the first present? Because God is with us, 因为上帝与我们同在， we have the gift of joy.我们有喜乐的礼物，那每个人说喜乐。Everyone say joy,
joy.
That's why one of the most favorite Christmas songs that we sing is "Joy to the World." 我们一个最喜欢唱的诗单呢是 "Joy to the World." 怎么发的？不发的。喜乐 ，Joy to the World， 喜乐在世间。阿门。欢乐在世间。The gift of joy， 喜乐的礼物。这个喜乐礼物是什么礼物呢？ When we talk about joy, what is joy? Here, no new joy in the times of happiness, but joy in times of trouble. 这个喜乐呢，不是日子过得好的时候我们才喜乐，而且日子过得不好，有问题的时候，我们也有喜乐。阿们。Even in times of trouble, we have joy. We have joy.Now we read in the scripture, this is what the scripture says. These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. 在约翰福音十五章第十一节说了，我已对你们说了这些事，是要让我的喜乐存在你们的心里，并让你们的喜乐得以满足。Now here we learn two things about joy. We go back to the previous verse. We learn two things about joy. The first thing that when Jesus talks about joy is that it is His joy. Jesus says that my joy may be in you. 耶稣说，这是个喜乐什么喜乐？他说，我的喜乐会在你的身上。He said, my joy will be in you. And this joy is not like the joy that is in the world. 这种喜乐和世界的喜乐是完全不一样的。And second thing we learned about this joy, 那第二句我学习的是什么喜乐呢？他说 that your joy may be full. Everyone say full. 他说你在喜乐里面会得以满足。Actually, I like the Chinese translation.The Mandarin translation says that so that you may be satisfied in your joy. Wow. So that your joy may be full. 你在喜乐里面得以满足。If today I would ask you, you know, the spectrum between 0 to 10, 如果今天我想问你，我从零到十， we can measure your joy level. 要看我们喜乐的限度。If your joy is 0, if joy is 0, it's very sad.如果你的喜乐那个标不是零的话，就是挺伤心的，沮丧 ，disappointed，dispirited， 颓丧。If it's number 10, it's full of joy. 如果是十号呢，就是喜乐得以超级的满足。The other day I was talking to someone， 那天我就和一个人聊天。So I was talking to the person, I say, when you are filled with love, how do you feel? So I heard them tell me, if you are filled with love, your feeling is what? Your feeling is what?
If you are filled by love, what do you feel? Then the person says, I'll be filled with joy. As you obey, I shall have power, or you can see that.
Now in John chapter 15, in the very context in this scripture, is that Jesus says, abide in me, and I in you, and then your joy will be filled, and then you'll be filled by the joy of the Lord. So you have for you to say, 如果你与我同在，我和你同在，你在我的爱里面成长，你被我的爱满足的话，你的喜乐必得满足。Do you want joy?
你要喜乐吗？
We even have a movie about it. It's called The Pursuit of Happiness. I mean, those younger ones in the time. Older folks, I think you can remember. The Pursuit of Happiness. I can see some smiley faces. 你们大家有没有看过这套 Hollywood 的movie叫 The Pursuit of Happiness? 快乐的追求。你知道是谁演的吗？ Will Smith. That's good. So joy. We talk about joy. Let's keep going, Peter. How about the second present? Let's go second present. The second present is a gift of peace. 平安。 Everyone say peace.
Peace.
Peace. Now what is peace? What is peace? Let's read. It says peace in the places of chaos. 就是在困扰里面的平安。烦躁里面的平安。 And whenever we talk about peace, we actually talk about the absence of troubles. 很多时候说平安的时候就是什么呢？就是没有烦恼，这个就是平安，是吗？ We are talking about peace, we are talking about absence of trouble, but is that peace? The peace that God gives us is very different. 上帝给我们的平安是完全不一样，非常不一样的平安。 It says peace in places of peace. Which means to say, even today, your life is going topsy-turvy, it's going upside down. Nothing is going right in your life, but God says, you can have peace. 也就是说，就算你的人生里面、你生命里面现在很多事情都不顺畅、都不如意，人生不如意事十常发生。我耶稣给我们的平安，他说：“就算你在烦恼里面，也可以得到平安。” You can have peace even in the midst of chaos. And we learn in this scripture what it says. In this scripture, 读到这段经文, in John chapter 14, verse 27, it says, peace I leave with you. Again, Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world do I give to you. Let all your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. We read in Matthew, Yohan 14:27, 他说：“我留下平安给你。” 我把我的平安赐给你，我所赐给你们的，不像世人所赐。你们心不要忧愁，也不要担心。Once again, Jesus says the same thing about peace. 因为是耶稣说，他给的平安不像世界给的，是不一样的平安。 He said, this is my peace I give to you. Remember previously we read? He says, my joy I give to you. 我们现在知道，耶稣说，他说我的平安我留给你，我赐给你。你们记得吗？就像刚才我听到的，他说我的喜乐赐给你。Here's a big difference. 这是很大的差别，为什么很大的差别？Because again, the joy and the peace is from the Lord Himself. It's not something from the inside, but it's something that God has given to you. 再一次我们看到这个喜乐，这个平安是外在的，是上帝赐给我们。It is divine. It is supernatural. 是超越性的，是超自然。And when Jesus says, "I give you peace," 当耶稣说我赐给你平安的时候。It is a divine peace.
If I were to ask you again today from a scale of 0 to 10, 如果再问多你一次, 从零到十, 你的平安在哪里? Where would you put your peace? Is it 0 full of fear? 是在零吗? 是在零吗? 充满感情? Or is it number 10 full of peace? 还是在十, 充满词, 充满词? Today, the good news of Jesus Christ is that He wants to give us peace. Counselor of Him. What kind of peace? 什么平安？我这里一个图像。For this picture, I have to show you about one of the very famous painter. Thank you. It's called The Storm on the Sea of Galilee. This is painted by Rembrandt in 1633. I'm not sure, oh, the picture you can't see very well. 这里能看得太清楚吗？这是敦伯朗在1633年的图画。 Here you have a picture of Jesus. 这里呢有一个耶稣的图像。你看这里很大的风暴，你可以see that big storm there. Here you can see Jesus. 你看到耶稣，你看耶稣这里呢。 耶稣就是很淡定的, Jesus was very kind. Jesus was sitting down among the storm. 在风暴中呢, 耶稣很平安, and surrounding Jesus, 围绕着耶稣是他的门徒, surrounding Jesus is his disciples. They were sitting and looking at him, and Rembrandt captured that picture beautifully. 敦伯在这时候呢, 把这个图像画得非常漂亮, 耶稣坐在那边，他的门徒就看着他。 Look at the disciples were afraid. 你看耶稣的门徒，他们害怕。那两个字， Why? Because their eyes are on him. 他们并不害怕，为什么呢？因为他们是已经在主的身边。If you want to have peace. 如果今天你要有平安的话，我们就要定睛在主耶稣基督。那第三个呢？我们的 the Christmas present that God wants to give us. 那第三个呢 is the gift of hope. Everyone say hope. 这是盼望的礼物。The gift of hope. 盼望的礼物。The hope that God wants to give us is have hope when there is no hope. 在没有盼望中的盼望，可以说是绝望中的盼望. Hope in Christ. Hope when there is no hope. It's only in Christ, 就在主耶稣之里，我们可以. It's only in Christ, only in Christ, we can have this kind of hope. 我们可以有这种盼望. 我们都知道圣经, in these scriptures, this is what it says. That He has caused us to be born again to a living hope. Everyone say living hope. To a living hope to the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 在彼得前书第一章第三节就说了，借着耶稣基督从死人中复活，重生了我们，使我们有活的盼望。 And we have a living hope. Our hope is not a dead hope, but a living hope. 我们的盼望不是死的盼望，而是活的盼望，而是活的盼望. When there is hope, 当我们有盼望的时候呢, there is a future. 我们就有未来. When there is hope, 我们有盼望的时候呢, there's when we start to dream. 不是开始发梦. Dream, hope is a powerful thing. 盼望是 powerful agent. When there is hope, 当我们有盼望的时候呢 ，we can keep going on in our lives. 当我们有盼望的时候，我们可以一直一直往前。Now, last couple of days, I was a little bit shopping in Knox shopping center. 前几天呢，我们在这个 Knox 里购物。So as usual, my wife will shop inside, and I will sit outside. 有时候呢，我带她回去购物。And next time you can observe this. There's this phenomenon. Very often, you see guys sitting down, and then a lot of other girls shopping. And this is my observation. 那我做了一个很简单的观察。那在我坐在 Coast 外面的时候呢，坐下的大多都是男生，他们等在那看那购物。Then sat right next to me was a 82-year-old man.坐在我旁边是一个82岁的伯伯。How do I know he's 82? I mean, obviously he told me he's 82. 然后我怎么知道他是82岁呢？他跟我说的。So he looked at me, I looked at him. 他看着我，看着他。哎，你这 smile， 心有灵犀一点通，他就开始笑。I don't know why he smiled. Maybe inside he's thinking we're in the same place.他现在可能说：“哎，我们可能在同样的房间这样。”然后就开始聊，说你三个产品，你三个在那边把 his story， 他说他的故事。你说你都已经说 all ten acres land in Glenwood， 他说他在 Glenwood 已经10亩地。那三个产品把他们给 Australia in 1960s， 他说1960年就来了澳洲。那你 ask me， were you born at that time？他说一起去过年来的澳洲，他说我，他就问我出生吗？所以说不是 ，Not for a long shot， 太早。So started telling me about how he has lived for 82 years and that he felt that there's not much going on in his life。他说虽然他现在82岁，环境挺不错，可是他觉得好像没有就是。生活一直在过去。Then I got curious because this is a man, he's a stranger. Started telling me he has lost a man. And he started telling me about the fact that there's not much meaning in that. 然后就觉得很奇怪，因为82岁的伯伯，然后我说他有很多地，有钱。Then he told me he got a lot of grandchildren as well, 就有很多孙子。Then he said, but there's no meaning in that.觉得上生命好像没有意义，然后心里 ，What should I do？ 然后在想，那我应该怎么做呢？我看 I pray， 是吧？三个 pray。Well, what would you like to tell this gentleman, this woman？ 那上帝应该怎么跟这个人说 ？It's very strange that people just open up and talk like this in a busy shopping center。那我觉得有点奇怪啊，因为这是陌生人，怎么突然间跟我说这么深的话题，这么重的话题？So I started telling him, not a Christmas day. When we celebrate and we buy things. 他觉得他说在圣诞节里面，很多时候我们在外面购物，我们做很多东西。Sometimes you feel that it's a bit empty. 的确，有时候我们觉得是有一点平淡，有点空虚的感觉。But when you truly understand the meaning of Christmas, 或当你真正了解、知道圣诞真正的意思的时候 ，your heart will be filled. 我说。当你真正了解圣诞的意思，你的心就会满。你是空还是满 ？Not empty, but full. Then the old man looked at me. 我就看着你 ，Look at me intently. 他就一直看着我。I felt a bit uncomfortable. 我心里就有点不舒服。Am I saying something to offend this man?我是说了一些冒犯了他的话， So which way will show this things? And then he said, I've been sitting here for 1 hour. So what was it? Nobody talks to me. Here or so. I was wondering how much money my wife is spending. Was this another partner follow or something? Many people walk by the door to the door. But no one bothered to say hi. You know what that's like. Then he said, well, why do you tell me this? Last moment, we shall have friends. I said, because my heart is full. Last moment, we'll see soon. Then the old man tells me that they are busy preparing for Christmas. 他就我说，其实我现在在公务是为了准备圣诞礼物。And the sad thing about Christmas lunch is that, 他说可是这个圣诞午餐，一个不开心的事情是, is that after everyone eat, all his children and his grandchildren will just leave. 和他儿子儿女和孙子们来了吃饱之后，他们走, they will not sit and spend time with him. 他们不会坐着。 He said, because of that, he feels a good man. That's what he was saying. Then he said, a lot of people, their hearts are like rock. That's what the Lord said. You know, and then what he did, he actually knocked on, so we were sitting down, so there was a pop bar. He knocked on the pop bar. Hard as stone. 坐在外面有个花，我用他的手敲他们。他说我们很多的心像石头这样硬。And I say, your heart can be soft. 然后就跟他说，你的心不需要。刀，伤。 Wow. The man then started sharing to me about his past. He used to attend the church of England, the Anglican church. Now, he started to go to the church. He just started to go to the church. You see, we start talking about God. His eyes start to open. His heart starts to be softened. Because in God, there is hope. When he started talking to God, his eyes started to open. His heart started to open. His heart started to open. That is the power of God. That is the power of God. How is your heart? Is it a hard heart? Or is it a soft heart? 想请问大家听这个心是什么? 是硬化的心? 还是软化的心? That's our fourth presence. 来说第四件. The fourth presence Jesus wants to give us is the gift of strength. 力量的礼物. Everyone says strength. 力量的礼物. What is strength? This is strength that says that strength when we are weak. 这力量是什么力量? 就是在我们软弱的时候, 上帝给我们刚强, 上帝给我们力量. We read in the scriptures. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, it says, for the sake of Christ, then I'm content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. We read in Mandarin, 在哥林多后书第十二章第十节说，为基督的缘故，我也软弱、凌辱、艰难、厉害、困苦。为的喜乐是，因为我什么时候软弱、 什么时候就当前。Again, we see the gift of God is an external gift that is input in us. 我们这里再去看到上帝赐给我们的礼物是外来的礼物，赐给我们，赐给我们有刚强。The God will give us a gift of strength. Many times in life, we need strength to keep going on. 很多时候在我们人生里，我们需要力量，我们需要刚强来走这条路。And we talk about strength, we're not just talking about physical strength. 当我们说力量的时候，我们是说体力的力量。We're talking about mental strength, emotional strength, and spiritual strength. 我们说到理性的、灵性的和情绪上的力量。These are different kinds of strength, 这是不同的力量。You can have the biggest bicep, 你可以最大的肌肉。But if your mind is weak, 如果你脑子软弱的话， there is no use, 没有用。 I can see a lot of young people start smiling, 很多年轻人开始笑了。 Besides building your bicep, you need to build your mental strength. 我们除了要训练我们肌肉的话，我们要训练我们的。 We train our heart, 我们训练我们的心。And God says that He will give you this strength. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. 在上帝的喜乐里面就是我的力量。当我们有上帝的喜乐的时候，我们就有力量。When we have God's joy, that's what we call strength. And this is the gift that God wants to give us. The fifth.第五个 ，the gift of love， 爱 ，the gift of love。In fact, we know this that the greatest gift of all is truly the gift of love。世界上最伟大的礼物就是爱的礼物。The greatest gift of all is the gift of love。There is a Chinese song.Very famous Christmas song. 有一个圣诞歌呢，进入中文来唱，非常有意思 ，very meaningful. So I'll try to do it in Mandarin. I will not sing in English because it's very hard to translate when you sing the song. You guys over here?
Yes.
Yeah. One condition, 一个条件，你不可以笑。别乱拉。But anyway, I'll try to do this. This is very good. It goes something like this. 就是中文的圣诞歌，说爱的歌。It goes something like this. 有一件礼物，你收到没有？眼睛看不到，你心会知道。这一件礼物，心温暖的，是为了。It talks about a gift. A gift that our eyes can't see. A gift that is only prepared for you. And this gift is the greatest gift. We just want to talk to you today.注意到，是为你特别准备的，这个就是爱。And we read in Scripture, in John chapter 15, verse 30, 在约翰福音十五章十三节上说 ，Greater love is no one than this, is someone lay down his life for his friends. Your Christ lay down his life for you. The true meaning of Christmas.Is that Christ is born and then he gave up his life. We read in Matthew, 在约翰福音十五章第十三节，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个更大。 节真正的意思是什么？圣道就是圣洁的耶稣基督的诞生，他为你诞生，他也为你而死。We have learned the love of God is demonstrated by He died for us. 最后看到上帝的爱怎么彰显？上帝的爱的彰显就是他为我们罪钉死在十字架上。And that is the good news of Jesus. 这个就是福音的好消息。Now some of you may think and ask me, 可能我当做的朋友，可能会问。我们如何说是圣灵？ How do we receive this news? How do we receive this news? Very easy. 我们要怎么接受这五个礼物呢？我们怎么是接受这五个礼物呢？ How do we receive this gift of joy, peace, hope, strength, and love? 我们如何接受这五个礼物？喜乐、平安、盼望。力量和爱 ，we receive by faith， 我们就靠信心接受这个。We receive by faith， and that is how we receive these things. We go to the next slide, and we have asked ourselves this question. 我们先问大家这个问题。我们要收这个礼物的时候，你需要问大家这个问题。You have to receive these gifts? This is the question. This is the question we ask ourselves. God is with us. 上帝的确是有我们的。God is indeed with us. But 是但是 Are you 你在上帝？In the beginning, when I start talking about God, is a transcendent God. 刚开始的时候，我说到上帝是超越性的，超过我们的理性，超过属灵性。The God is superior overall, God is above all. The God is also God who is close to us. 我上帝也是内在靠近我们的主，我们的神。Today Jesus is telling you, I'm near to you. 耶稣今天跟你说，他与你同在，他靠近你。Many people have asked the question. 很多人都问 ，Who is this God? 这个上帝到底是谁 ？Who is the name of this God? 这上帝的名字是谁 ？Today we learn one name.今天我学到了上帝的一个名字 ，That is Emmanuel， 那就是以马内 ，God with us， 上帝与我们同在。How do you receive these gifts？ 我们如何收获这个礼物呢 ？Number one， by receiving， 我们去接受，我们去收下。God wins. All you have to do is say God. 你需要，你只需要做的是什么？说上帝。I receive you. I welcome you. Would you come and leave me? 你只要上帝说主啊，我接受你，我相信你，我欢迎你来到我的内心，与我同住。And secondly, thirdly, is by staying close to Emmanuel. 第二点就是和以马内利和上帝同时靠近。那我比赛，我需要公平。I sang a song in Mandarin, so I sing a song in English. 我刚才用中文唱了一首歌，我在英文唱。Now this is a Sunday school song. 啊，这个是我们在儿童主日学的学习场。How do we stay close to God? 我们要如何和上帝同在？如果 if you know this Sunday school song, you can sing it. Just a short one. 如果知道这个儿童主日学的歌，你可以一起唱。Ascending will definitely know. Your parents are going to sing for them too. 我要唱完北。这个是主日学的歌，你们唱。多少个 times？ 是我。Walking with Jesus, walking every day, walking all the way. No one has said this before? Harry has. Walking with Jesus, walking with Jesus. This is a shocking message. It means to walk with Jesus. In order for us to receive all these five gifts, when Jesus is with us, we will be shocked.Walk with Jesus. And I want you to think about it. We have that all these five beings, they are actually essential qualities of human life. 其实大家试想一下，这五件礼物呢，其实是我们人生里面最基本、最重要的素质。Isn't it? 不是吗 ？Peace, joy, hope.喜乐、平安、所以在此我要鼓励大家说 encourage everyone to receive this gift 来接受这份 this gift of love 这个爱的 the most important to receive the gift of Jesus Christ 最重要就是接受主耶稣基督圣灵 Amen We'll sing this one last songAnd before we do that, everyone, we'll all close our eyes. We'll all close our eyes. And this very important Christmas day, I will give you an opportunity to think about what we have heard. 我今天要给你一个机会来想想我今天和大家分享的信息。所以如果大家可以闭眼 if everyone can close your eyes and bow with me, they give me. I think this time,Just think about what I shared with you. 就大家想一想，思想一下，我今天和大家分享的事情。Think about where you are from. The level of peace, joy, hope, strength, love. 你先想看，在喜乐当中，在盼望，在平安，在力量。Is this an empty tank or is it a full tank? See, you must see, is it 空虚的吗？还是满？ Maybe it's half filled. 可能是半。But today, the promise of Jesus Christ is that He wants to fill.耶稣给我的应许，他要把我们的心满满足足的充满。That is the gift that God wants to give us. 这是上帝要赐给我们的礼物。So in this Christmas day, 在今天的圣诞节 ，I want to give you an opportunity to respond to it. 我要给你一个机会回应上帝。No one is looking around. Lord is asking today. Shall this happen? If you want your tank to be filled by Him, if you want to receive all these five gifts, this is for you or today.你要你的心被充满，你要接受这五个礼物，你就不浪费。